This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 15th. God's word to you today is Heart of It. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 17, and it says, "You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor." The 10th commandment opens up our 10th battle, which is the battle with contentment. God says, you must not covet anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Anything else includes your neighbor's husband and your neighbor's car or your neighbor's kitchen. You must not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. This actually reveals one of our deepest struggles as human beings. And the way Jesus approaches this is by going straight to the heart of it. In fact, Jesus takes it to another level. Jesus always deals with the heart of the matter. Please read Matthew 5, 21 to 22 and 27 to 28. It is actually a lie when people say that being saved and under grace means that you have nothing to do with the Ten Commandments. Jesus even takes it higher. Jesus taught as he did to show us that God is interested in our inward state as much as with our outward actions. The Pharisees will say to us that our hearts are not important, it is our actions. But Jesus says, what is in your heart is as important as what you do. The antinomians say it is all about grace. Once your heart is right with God, it does not matter what you do. Jesus is saying, no. What is in your heart is as important as what you do. In fact, Jesus says, make a tree good, and the fruit will be good, because by their fruits you will know them. Out of the abundance of the heart, the truth in your mouth speaks. In other words, your life flows from your heart. With Jesus, we are not just to do right. That is religion. With Jesus, we are to be right, because when you are right, right flows from you. It is interesting to see how Jesus approached the 10th commandment in Luke 18:18 from the New International Version. And it says, a certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? A lot of us, most of the time, are just seeking for a checklist or a to-do list to have a breakthrough. But with God, it goes beyond what you do to what you are. Because it is who you are that determines what you do. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.